years.
We will end an outdated approach that for decades has failed to advance our interests, and instead, we will begin to normalize relations between our two countries.
Obama has argued for years that simply isolating enemies is counterproductive. As a candidate in 2007, he told a debate audience he'd be willing to meet unconditionally with the leaders of Iran, North Korea, and Cuba.
The notion that somehow not talking to countries is punishment to them, which has been the guiding diplomatic principle of this administration, is ridiculous.
Soon after taking office, Obama began pushing for a new beginning with Cuba, but any effort to reopen ties was frustrated by the arrest of Alan Gross, a USAID contractor working in Cuba. Gross's release yesterday cleared the way for what Obama calls a new chapter in U.S.-Cuba relations. Gross thanked the president and said he welcomes the end of the long-running stalemate.